Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Fairfield Mayor Brett McGuire. How you doing, Brett?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine. Did you have a wonderful Christmas?
I did. How about you?
A lot of time with family.
Yeah.
Just took my daughter back yesterday.
Yeah. I think I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, the disappointment.
Yeah, it is hard.
Restaurant.
I took some extra time during the holidays.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the kids were home, and my wife worked for the college, and she was home. And I thought, well, just be nice, you know, to spend time with the family and kids while they're still there, because there won't be that much longer, and they won't be.
Right.
So.
Okay. All right. So we've got the city council meeting coming up. It's tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Tonight. And it's starting at 6
mm-hmm.
at the City Hall. And so what's going on tonight?
Well, the first thing is we'll actually present our audit.
Okay.
Our audit was a little bit delayed in getting it done, but Kemper CPA will be there to present an overview of the audit.
Okay.
Overall, financially, the City of Fairfield did improve this last year, so that's good news.
Okay.
Still have a ways to go, but it's better. So that's the first
chipping
thing.
Chipping away, huh?
Yes, chipping away.
Okay.
Baby steps. As long
baby
as we
steps.
Keep making progress, moving forward, that's good. So,
okay.
Like I said, still got things to do.
Okay.
And
so
then,
that's first.
That's first. And then the second is we got three different items related to our newly established TIF committee,
uh-huh.
which met last Tuesday. One of the items related to that is we now have a formal application, written application, that if someone is wanting assistance from TIF, whether it be the city itself or a taxing body or a business,
mm-hmm.
There is a process that will be in place that includes this application. We'll have procedures that outline how that works, what are the requirements, what are the things that we're looking for to help us make that ultimate decision
okay.
on funding. Also, we'll be... we have an existing redevelopment agreement with Bullard's Produce, Bullard's
right.
Farm Market Bakery. And one of the things we started looking at that is that there were a couple issues with it, in that I don't think the original intent of the agreement was perhaps met in the actual written agreement.
Okay.
And that was kind of evidenced through the fact that it was supposed to be that for 48 months they would receive – 4 years, they would receive, this tax interest subsidy. Basically, they could get up to 30% of their interest on the, their loan for
okay.
the property, credited back to them or, reimbursed from the city.
Okay.
The problem was in the agreement, it actually said 48 months from the date of the agreement, not from substantial completion. So they hadn't even started construction or built anything. And so
right.
to them, we didn't feel like that was really fair that this would be the last year they could collect. They
okay.
still, from the time it was completed, should have 2 years. So this will amend that. There was also a total dollar amount that was mentioned in there, which basically – there were some overages in the site development cost
okay.
that caused that pool of money, even for the interest subsidy, to be less.
Yeah.
So this adjusts that to say, okay, all of the site development cost, even the overages,
mm-hmm.
qualifies to be paid for out of TIF, and this interest subsidy should be considered separately. So we're correcting those two issues.
Oh, okay. All right.
So they'll be able to receive some of that over the next 2 years.
Okay.
And then the last part is amending Chapter 33, which has to do with the Economic Development Commission, which, I know that story kind of broke last week.
Right.
That the city is
okay, I tell you what, let's stop here.
Okay.
And we'll pick that up in the next segment. Okay.
Okay, great.
All right. And we are talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire about the city council meeting tonight at 6 at City Hall. And we'll be back in a moment.
Here's nationally syndicated radio host and real estate expert Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Unless you're a seasoned pro at selling houses, I firmly believe that a quality real estate agent is worth more than they cost you when it's time to sell. In fact, a study from the National Association of Realtors found that the median home price for sellers who used an agent is 16% higher than a home sold directly by an owner. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. We are talking about the City Council meeting tonight at 6 o'clock, City Hall. And we are talking about the TIF committee recommendations. And now we're talking about the Chapter 33 of the City's Code of Ordinances. And that has to do with the Redevelopment Commission, right?
Yes. And in essence, the amendment, I mean, what it does is it abolishes the commission.
Okay.
And contained within that amendment is a plan to address, you know, the executive director of that commission's employment.
Okay, that'd be Flo.
Yeah, that'd be Flo Simpson. Basically, the best way I can sum this up is that the city's not completely satisfied with the nature of the relationship between the city and the commission, and you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, the executive director, who is currently Flo, is an employee of the city because, you know, she's on city payroll, receives city benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the city sends $5,000 a month to the commission and then receives a check back, you know, from the commission to offset that cost. The city believes it would be much, much more efficient and effective if the executive director, Flo, was directly reported to the city.
Okay.
There have been some things that have occurred through the commission that the city is not completely satisfied with, and again, we just think that it would, some of those things would be cleaned up. It would be easier for the executive director to know exactly whose direction they follow,
mm-hmm.
And not kind of have this torn, you know, not knowing. Okay,
right.
I'm under the commission and the chair, but also over here I've got
but
the
I
city.
Work for the city,
right? So we believe this helps clarify some of that and addresses some of the other issues.
Okay. All right. So this is my question on this whole ordeal. We'll call it an ordeal.
Yeah.
Does the TIF commission or does the city council have the ability to abolish this commission?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I know there's been some people have asked that. The commission is a subsidiary body of the city.
Okay.
Created by the city.
Okay.
Therefore, the city is able to abolish it.
Okay. All right.
Any subsidiary body that the council creates, it has the authority to abolish.
Okay.
The industrial trust is a different matter, you know, which is related to but is separate from the economic development trust, and is a completely independent organization that was not created by the city.
Okay.
The city does give 2% of its sales taxes to the industrial trust, but it is an independent body not created under the authority of the city council.
Okay. So I guess you may or may not know, does the commission get some funding from Wayne County?
I don't believe at this time or for a few years they have. At some point in the past, they did.
They may have. Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right. So, a call was made to the chairman of that committee before the TIF committee met.
Yeah, prior to the TIF committee meeting, we actually sat down with Flo, the executive director, and explained to her what was going to be going before the TIF committee and eventually the city council.
Okay.
And then after that face-to-face meeting, I did contact Royce Carter, the chairman of the commission, and let him know as well what was happening there.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on because we've got a lot of things to go through, and we're going to stop in the name of moving on. We're going to stop here, and we're going to pick it up in just a moment here with Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner. Need to up your home improvement game? We can help. Whether you're aiming to impress someone special with your handy skills, tackle neglected repairs, or add value to your home, we've got your weekly dose of expert advice, tips, and hacks for taming your to-do list. And we'll have a little fun along the way. Your home will be the one that's talked about for all the right reasons. And it all starts right here. Saturday mornings at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. We're talking about tonight's city council meeting. It's at 6. And so we talked about the first two items. Discussion and or approval of request for pay for portion of public sewer main extension. We're extending the sewer main someplace?
Well, there is a potential retail developer that would like to develop property directly west of O'Reilly's, and
okay.
they have asked if the city would pay for a portion up to 50% of the cost of extending the sewer main there. That area is not in TIF. There's very few incentives in that area, and so that's one of the things that they are asking for.
Okay.
So.
All right. We had about 4 inches of rain. Do we have the flooding problems that we had in the past?
Well, you know, I kind of noticed it, and just I think one of the things that I know that our guys did before the rain is they went and made sure that we cleared as many catch basins as we could.
Mm-hmm.
There were some issues that were identified Friday that they took care of Saturday morning. And I think overall, I think things were better, you know, than they had been. But we still don't have the issue completely resolved. The city is interested in there being some flood control through restoring the lake at Lakeside.
Mm-hmm.
The Park District is definitely interested in recreation there.
Okay.
And so the city's actually reached out to Jerry Quindry, who's now retired, but was a licensed engineer, has done quite a bit of work for the city in the past, and
right.
I think even for the Park District, but is very knowledgeable about the issue there. And so he's given us an overview and some options and written a scope of work that we'd like to have the council take a look at to see what's the best way to proceed in finding, you know, engineers who have the right background to do what we need to do.
Okay. And then eventually, hopefully, get started on the
work. Yeah, so part of that is going to be identifying, you know, monies from either the federal government or state government
right.
in the form of grants to offset our costs.
Okay. All right, and then we get to the discussion and or approval of ordinance pertaining to video gaming.
Yeah, so Illinois state statute says that a municipality can, a non-home rule municipality, which Fairfield is, can collect a $25 fee per gaming machine.
Okay.
And we've had them for a while, and we've never enacted that, so we're going to enact that.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
So
pretty basic. So you can, and they can have up to
$25 per month or just per
that's
machine.
That's an annual fee.
Annual fee.
Okay. Yeah, an annual fee, and that's per machine, and they can have up to 6 machines.
Okay, so $150.
Yeah, if they had all 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then approval of updating police and fire eligibility roster.
Yeah, the fire eligibility roster, I believe, expires March 7th.
Okay.
And after our last testing with the police, we only have, I think, 2 or 3 on our eligibility roster, and we're preparing to hire one.
Mm-hmm.
So we have concerns that, you know, our eligibility roster is not deep enough.
Okay.
For the future, plus we want to get back on the 2-year cycle with police, and this would do that for both police and fire.
Okay, so the eligibility roster is ready and to be updated.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the Police and Fire Commission is recommending March 14th as our test date.
Okay. Testing will be done in the fall or in the spring.
Yes.
As
long as it's approved
spring.
By the council, yeah.
All right. And then ordinance adopting a supplement to the city's code of ordinances.
Yeah. So ever so often, American Legal Publishing, they publish our ordinances and
right.
they also put them online. So ever so often, after I don't know how they determine, but you know, when we submit, you know, ordinances that have been amended or repealed or new ones,
okay.
they compile all those and then they update our ordinance book. And so when they do, we have to approve that supplement.
Oh.
So I think this is supplement number 4 since 2012.
Oh, okay.
So
all righty. That is tonight's city council meeting in a nutshell.
Yes.
6 o'clock is the time. And everyone's invited.
Yes.
You know, maybe you should think about that Bullard's agreement. You should think about cookies for the city council meetings.
Well, that'd be nice. Get cookies.
Throw that in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Get more people up there.
Right.
All right. So let's talk about, since it's our first show of the year, let's talk about last year. A little bit. We had these horrible rains and the flooding, and we've taken steps to address the flooding, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lakeside Park being part of that that we're still looking at. What else happened last year that was really great for Fairfield?
Well, I think,
a mayor perspective.
Yeah, well, we celebrate our 200th year
right.
in the summer. I think that was great.
Mm-hmm.
We had another successful, you know, Fall Fun Fest.
Oh, yeah.
I think also we saw groundbreaking for the hospital and their expansion. And, you know, that will be continuing this year as the construction aspect of it goes.
Okay.
We also started the water line replacement project, late fall, which is continuing now. And, and, I mean, it's really evident if you go through downtown Fairfield, because we're down to one lane and there's equipment and machines.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And it is probably a little bit of annoyance now, but in the long run, I know you don't see them, but the benefits, you know, will be there for years and years.
Is a completion date set?
Well, originally we were told the end of February. We're still hoping around that time. Now, as far as the actual, that will complete the installation. I mean, the new water lines are basically all in.
Yeah.
What's happening now is connecting them with the installing the new meters and connecting that to the new water line.
Okay.
And we are installing automated metering, which is going to be a benefit to our customers in the long run, because it'll be more accurate reads. We'll have a way to notify us, a little bit better on leaks.
Leaks and disconnections.
Yes. And it will make the time that our meter readers spend reading meters more efficient, because there'll be less of them they have to physically read.
All right.
Because they'll have the automated aspect of it. And right now their system is a drive-by. So we have to install a device in the truck, and they'll drive by. And as long as it's within 300 feet, it'll read that meter.
It'll pick it up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, cleanup of that project.
Right.
You know, as far, because they'll have to restore all the sidewalks they cut up and the yards they dug up and all the whole, you know, besides just the gravel, those will actually have to be restored. And so, if they had to dig up flowers, you know, landscaping,
right,
all that cleanup will have to happen. And, you know, so that's probably not going to be into the springtime.
Okay.
You know, because you don't really want to do that stuff right now, because it's not going to.
It's just going to wash away.
Yes.
Okay. So. All right. We'll be back in just a few moments with Mayor Brent McGuire here on the Community Connection.
This is where some people try to hit capitalism, and they try to say capitalism removes this social welfare net. That's not capitalism that is responsible for it. It's selfishness. That's the problem. I think that when you are blessed through that, you bless other people, because that's what I think you're supposed to do. The reason that we are in the position that we are is because people don't do that. This is not something that you can mandate through the government. Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. City Council meets tonight at 6, and we are talking now about things that happened last year. And just in the break, you remember the mural.
Yeah. As I got to thinking about, you know, the Founders Festival, you know, kind of the unveiling, although you could see it the whole time. But yeah, and I just think that's such a great addition to our community, and just really. Just great to
brightened
look
up
at.
Downtown.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So what were the problems last year, other than the
flooding? Oh, we didn't have any, Tom. I don't know what you're talking.
No.
I think, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, financially things are better, but we're still not where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that picture is the TIF issue. You know, we're still dealing with that.
Yeah.
And it took us a while to gain some traction last year, but now with the newly established TIF committee, with these things going, I believe that we're heading in the right direction to kind of make up for, because, you know, we didn't really approve a lot of redevelopment agreements last year because of things being up in the air.
Right.
But with this new process in place to catch up, the TIF committee is going to be meeting basically twice a month for these first 6 months for us to get back in track and you know, allow some people to do some work that maybe they've been holding off on doing.
Okay. All right. So another big problem from last year, the electrical grid.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Yeah. So we hope to have our study by the end of the month on that completed.
Study is coming by the end of the month.
Yeah. We've had a series of meetings with our power supplier, IMEA, and we've had some discussion with Wayne White if the city were in a, you know, decided to sell as a potential, you know, purchaser, and we're continuing to work through those issues. In fact, we have a meeting later this week between all those parties to clarify some things. But ultimately, it's going to depend on what the study says and in what direction we go. And there's some legal things that we have to work through to, you know.
So is it possible that at some time in the future, the city of Fairfield would not provide electricity to the residents?
I think it would be fair to say that anything's possible. As far as the city is exploring all of its options, I will say that.
Okay.
What it's going to come down to is a couple things. Number one, from a legal perspective, even if the city wanted to sell its power, mm-hmm. could it? Because of obligations that it has through its current provider.
Okay.
And then the second component of that is from a financial perspective, does it even make sense to do so?
Okay.
Does it make sense for us to continue to provide to provide that service?
Right.
Or to sell it?
Okay.
Despite what the legal obligation is.
Okay.
So.
All right. So work is being done on the electrical.
Yes. And so I hope that with getting that to the end of the month that we move into February and I think we'll have some clearer answers at our meeting later this week as far as the legal side of that goes.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about, are we going to have a new Casey's in downtown?
I'm hoping. They renewed their building permit.
They renewed their
building. We still don't have any, we still don't have any solid information on when they will construct, but they did renew their building permit for this year.
Okay.
So if they weren't intending on building, why would they renew their building permit?
Right.
I mean, that's kind of my logic, but... Yeah. And kind of along the same note, since we're talking about that, so Airtex Plant 2, which we have talked about briefly as having the potential to bring someone in there, my understanding is the environmental issues there that were a concern are no longer a concern.
Okay.
Those have been remedied, and we are hoping, that within the next 30 to 45 days that we could see some...
You'll have an announcement.
We'll see some action taken on there. I want to be careful of that because the last time I thought I'd have an announcement, I overshot by 6 months. So,
okay.
But 30 to 45 days, I think we'll know where things are at and how they're proceeding. That's good because that's a potential new employer to bring some much needed jobs.
Okay. What do you see? Do you see new employers looking at Fairfield right now, or you can't say give any names, but do you have people contacting your office going, we kind of like to take a look at this building, and you've got the space for us?
We don't have as many as I'd like to. Obviously, as we mentioned earlier in the show about the request to pay for a portion of the. Sewer Main, that's a retail establishment that, is looking here. Oh, another thing that I want to mention is, we're still working on getting us a hotel here.
Okay.
In addition to what we already have. Our study has been finalized. We're trying to solidify or finalize the pro forma. We had a concern over the real estate taxes in there and what they were going to be based on the building, but that's another thing I think that would be great for our community.
Someplace to stay.
Yeah, because there's not enough, rooms for people to stay in.
Okay.
And it would bring some jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But the study looked at a 54-room hotel with a pool, meeting room. You'd have a hot breakfast area, so... I think there was a little bit of a lounge or bar area.
Okay.
It's a three-story elevator. I think they had 6 extended stay rooms that they were going to have. So it'd be a great addition to the city.
All right. What do you want to accomplish this year besides getting the water lines done?
Yeah, so we definitely want to get that done because we want to get that done in advance of the paving in 21. Well, I want us to have a group of investors for the hotel project.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I would like to, have the project started before the end of this year, I know it won't be completed before the end of this year, but I'd like to, it would be nice to have the investor group and even a groundbreaking before the end of the year.
Okay.
I would like to, speaking of roads. We're going to do we were going to do Northwest 10th between Main and Mount Vernon Road.
Okay.
But the engineering estimate came in a little bit more than what we wanted.
Right.
And so we're going to combine several road projects into one. And so, you know, hoping that we get that done, and because that'll be, you know, three different areas, possibly four different areas of town that will, you know, be resurfacing, you know, anywhere from two to four blocks each. And I would like to keep that up as much as we can.
Okay.
Utilizing motor fuel tax money. Mm-hmm. I'd also like to get this TIF issue behind us as far as how exactly we're going to deal with the money that went from TIF 1 to TIF 2.
Mm-hmm.
Also how we're going to handle surplus moving forward.
Okay.
So.
All right. All right. We've run out of time. So, Mayor, thanks for coming out.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem. Anytime. And that's going to do it for today on the Community Connection.